Blog Talk Radio. That is smooth. That track was from Brendan Rothwell. He is my guest for this evening. Welcome, everyone. This is Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. My name is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Thank you, everyone, for your support. Call in on the show at 657-383-0771 to speak to me or my guest. Do I have Mr. Brendan Rothwell with me this evening? Hello?
Hey, Brenda. Brendan here. How are you doing? I hear you loud and clear.
All right. Now, I just got done playing that track called Smooth. You're a mean bass player there. I love that bass.
Well, thank you, Brenda. It's a cool thing that we do. That track, probably give you a brief little story on that one. Wrote it for a friend of mine back in England, back in the UK, a very dear friend of mine. It means a lot to me. He's a drummer. So that track was actually written for him, although the drums in that, of course, are machine. It's computer. Everything else is real. And as a bass player, for me to play with real drummers is a privilege. So I have to make do with machines from time to time. But that track was for a guy called LTK. He knows who he is, and if he's listening today, I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
All right. Well, you tell him I said thank you. It sounds good.
Tell
all our new listeners out there about a little bit about yourself briefly.
Okay, briefly. So my name, like your name, is Brenda with an N on the end. I'm actually from the UK originally, but I've been living in Canada here for about 11 years now. Bass is the thing that I really do musically. I play a number of instruments, and most of what you heard on that last track was me playing, but my main focus is the bass. And the brief history is this. 1986, Miles Davis pushed out an album called Tutu, and that album featured a guy called Marcus Miller. I heard that album, and that was like my light bulb moment. I knew that bass was going to be my thing, and that kind of bass sound was the way it was going to happen. So really since then, which is scarily 30 years ago, I've been focusing on the bass as my main instrument. And then the last couple of years has been spent really working on the tracks to put this album together, culminating, of course, with, you know, Smooth that you heard there a couple of minutes ago, four or five other tunes that I put a lot of time and effort and love into. And we're now, you know, pushing this out through CD as a medium. We're using the web, the wonderful web, and all that that can do. And we're actually planning a pretty major campaign into U.S. radio late March, early April of this year as well. So we're hoping that we can get something from this album hitting the chart and reaching a wider audience. And, of course, people like yourself, Brenda, are a huge piece of that as you promote smooth jazz artists around the U.S.
Yes. Other curious minds want to know, have you played any other instrument besides the guitar, bass guitar?
Yeah, I do. So from a real young age, I played piano. So from 2 years old, actually, which is pretty young, I started playing piano. Yeah, it's a classical thing. My family historically has a classical music background throughout, you know, a couple of generations of that stuff. So I went down the classical path, I guess, through parental guidance, maybe more than choice. Piano, violin. Like I say, I hit the Tutu album, and that was the bass thing. So I got into electric bass. Piano became keyboards and synths, and that's really how I write. An electric guitar itself, I kind of picked up along the way. So, I don't know, it's probably 8 or 10 different things I play. Keyboard is huge for writing, obviously. To have that kind of classical theory piece behind you is always good for any musician. But nowadays, bass is the focus for me, as I think you realize now.
Right. Have you appeared or participated in any international music festivals?
That's a great question, and it's a question that I'm asking myself right now as to why not so far. So I haven't actually done the international festival scene, although probably, you know, I've not released anything under my own name before this current album. So my hope for sure is that as we start to promote this more and we use, you know, programs like your own here to start to get the word out, that I can really build a platform for myself and become more of a recognized solo player in my own right. bass maybe isn't always for everybody the first thing they think of as a lead instrument, but you know, there are some great, great bass players that have been around our world and still around our world that play lead bass, and guys like Stanley Clarke and Victor Wooten and Marcus Miller and Wayman Tisdale. There's armies of these guys that do or have done amazing bass, right? So that's really the vein I'm looking at chasing down now, and obviously exposure is going to be the thing over the next few months that will start to build that awareness. So my answer is yes, I'd love to, Brenda, and whatever you can do as Lady Diva will be most appreciated on that front.
All right. Wow. Kind of lost my thought here because you was bringing up all those names. So how long have you been writing music?
Well, I guess I've been writing music probably for sort of 25 years on and off. I went through a phase, despite the promo photographs that you've seen, I went through a phase of like really long hair and playing in rock bands and metal bands and writing music of that type. But I always had this jazz thing in my brain, and of course nowadays it's become more of a smooth jazz thing. But yeah, probably 25 years I've been writing it, but I've been listening to or playing music for over 45 years now. It's the biggest piece of my life in terms of how I use my brain and my creativity.
You are so experienced, goodness. I read that you have the ability to tell stories with your instrument,
right,
which is clear. You have the funk and energy from this recent album, which gives depth of musical theory, content detail, which is evident in your work. So give me briefly about this new album and how you tell stories with your music. I mean,
right,
how you come up with that, yeah.
Okay. So I'll give you an example. It's a track on this thing. It's actually the outro track. It's the last track. And we use some spoken word to literally tell a story. But, you know, one of the things I've noticed right the way through my life is that whether it's music that we listen to or whether it's conversations that we overhear or conversations that we're a part of, there's always a story. There's always a thread of some kind that makes that story or that piece of music continue on. So when you're writing music, you probably have some kind of idea in mind as to how it's going to sound. But as you start to get into writing that music, different things that have happened in your life will affect exactly how that music comes out. There's a track I wrote on the album here called Decade. And Decade was written around the time that I celebrated being in Canada for 10 years. And you think about 10 years of your life and what have you done in that time. And it was huge, like the things that have been achieved, the people that we've met, the people that we've worked with, the music that's been written. And so the goal is to, rather than just put a piece of music together that is nice to listen to, it's actually to have some kind of theme throughout it. And I think with the bass, because so often people listen for a bass line, like the low-end stuff, and that's obviously cool. But when you bring that bass right up front and you put it into more of a guitar range and a melody, it makes people really start to listen and take note. You listen to guys like Victor Wooten play, you know there's a there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's playing his life through his hands.
Yeah.
So that's really where it comes from. And I think it's, you know, a sax player, it's a very soulful sound. Piano players are extremely expressionistic when they play. But I think bass has this kind of cool thing about it that not everybody gets. And there's already a story in itself right there.
Right. I understand that clearly. Well, you sit still, Brendan. We're going to play Decade. Stay tuned here. Don't you go nowhere.
I'm right here.
I could sit on the couch and listen to that with my eyes closed. Thank you, Brendan Rockwell, for that.
Thank you, Brenda. You need to not go to sleep, though, right now. You got a show to run.
Oh,
no. You
know? I love that. I love the drums, kept it upbeat, that rhythm, the bass, and the keyboard. I love the drums, too. And, you know.
So let me tell you a little here on the drums there. So I managed to hook up with a few friends around, actually around the world on this thing, but specifically in the U.S. So the drums on that track are a guy called Chris Bailey. Chris is actually originally from Sheffield, U.K., but he's now in San Diego. He lives in San Diego. And he and I hooked up, I think, through Facebook originally. He's a great session drummer. He plays with some huge name artists. In fact, just before Christmas there, he had a couple of weeks on tour with Layla Hathaway, who I'm sure you know of.
Wow.
He's playing drums. He's playing drums for Layla's band and obviously having a pretty good time on that little tour. So he's on drums. And I want to mention a really good friend of mine here in Calgary in Canada as well, a guy called Sheldon Zamboa. So Sheldon played piano on that track for me. I wrote the track. I played the original part. And, you know, some people do things better than yourself, right? So you kind of go, hey, Sheldon, help me out. And he put some great, great feel into the piano on that track. So, yeah, those guys are a big piece of why that thing makes you want to go to sleep on the couch right now.
Well, it, you know, and also it's good use when you're doing yoga. It really puts you, get you really, really in a quiet moment. And your music, it does sound like it's telling a story. And it's like your mind is trying to hear what that music story is trying to say. Now, I would like you, Brendan, to tell our listeners out there your website information and where to purchase this fine music.
Sure. Happy to do that. Thank you. So the website, real simple, firstnameandlastname.com. So brendanrothwell.com. Spelled similar to Brenda's name here, B-R-E-N-D-A-N. rothwell.com. You'll find obviously my biographies on there. You'll find all my live dates, where I'm playing. There's a link in there as well. You can listen to samples of the album. There's also links to iTunes, where this is available. So if you want to buy the album as a download, iTunes is the place. Throw my name in there, it'll bring it up. Apple Music, if you subscribe to Apple Music, you can stream that, of course, and bring it into your playlists. And then if you want to do the kind of old school, let's go buy a shiny disc thing, which I personally love, then there's a company called CD Baby. I'm pretty sure you'll know of those guys, Brenda.
Yeah.
CD Baby is an amazing outfit. They're based out of Portland, and they really do a lot of work to support artists, you know, like me, independent artists, and also some bigger name signed acts. And they promote, they manage a lot of the online stuff, but importantly, they also handle physical inventory. So you can go to cdbaby.com, put my name in the search field, it'll bring up the album, and you can simply order it online, and they'll ship you a copy right to your door.
All right, all right, all right. Now let's hear more music out of Brendan Rockwell. This track called This Is Love. Now, this is a favorite of mine also. Can you briefly tell us about this track here, This Is Love, Brendan?
I can do that for sure. So This Is the Love is it's rapidly becoming seen as the single off of this album. So this is actually the track we're going to be pushing real heavily into the U.S. radio market. I wrote it, I guess, for a lot of reasons. It's a beautiful melody, I think. I'm a little biased because I wrote the melody, but it's something that I love playing. It was ultimately written for my wife, so for Lisa, and it was around the relationship and our marriage. We got married here in Canada. We've been together for many years before we moved here together.
Well,
so ultimately,
Congratulations.
Thank you. And it sort of sums up all the things that come with a marriage, and there's all the good stuff, and there's all the stuff you have to work out, and how you contract up with people and make things right, and I guess that's my story, Brenda.
Well, that's a perfect song for Valentine's Day this month, you know, Brendan.
I'm aware of that, and I have to say there's some other folks in the States picking up on this as well, so I think there's some good timing here. It's a good karma thing to go with your yoga, right?
Yeah. All right, This Is Love. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere, Brendan.
Right here. Thank you.
right. That was This Is Love by Brendan Rothwell. All right, Brendan. Do you have any upcoming projects or any projects coming up, you know, in the future?
Yeah, couple of live things up here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. So for any folks listening around here, again, jump on the website, brendanrothwell.com, and check out the live dates. What I'd say as well, Brenda, is that, you know, this first album took me a lot of time and effort and love to get it together because it was my first time out on a solo project like this. But I'm already starting some ideas coming together for the next album. So I'm really keen that I can get a new project kind of pretty much wrapped up within this year. For sure, I'll keep you posted on how that develops as well. And
right.
Looking at albums for some point into 2018, which should be cool.
All right. So have you decided to make any plans to come to the U.S. to do an event anytime this year?
Yeah, I'd hope so. And you know, there's a couple of guys that might want to be a part of that. So the last track you played there, This Is the Love, the drummer on that is a guy called Poojie Bell. And again, it's an internet story. So Poojie and I kind of hooked up through, I think, LinkedIn on this occasion and started chatting. Poojie's a superb drummer, great session guy. He actually played for Marcus Miller for a number of years. So three or four albums of Marcus's where that stinking groove that you hear is Poojie Bell.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I was real lucky to get him on this track. So he's, you know, certainly somebody I want to start chatting to around maybe some live work. A couple of other guys down there, Gary Granger, a great bass player, known from his work with John Scofield back in the late 80s. So there's a few contacts for sure. And I think once we start to push this album out and get some more of the radio play in the U.S. and raise that level of awareness, then I'd love to come down and, you know, bring my brand and bring my bass and see what we can do for you.
All right. So what city would you park at? I mean, what city would you do an event at?
Well, you know, America's a big place. So
yeah. Well,
we
they always
need to look
choose
at
L.A. or California or New York.
Well, California for sure. There's a lot of interest down there right now. I guess it's going to come down really to kind of where the audience is. We're going to start to learn that over the next few months as well. But I think, you know, the California piece will be great. We love some of the cities down there. San Francisco, down that coastal piece, is a wonderful area. A lot of the vineyards do the smooth jazz shows as well. But we'll see. I mean, Poojie's based over in Pittsburgh, so a little different. Chris, as I say, is down in San Diego. So we'll see where things play out. But for sure, if it's something that you and I can chat around as this year develops as well, we'll be happy to do that and see if we can get something together.
Yeah, and also I want to remind you, I'm on LinkedIn, so look me up on LinkedIn so we can keep in touch with each other.
Do that. Yeah, I won't do it now. You'll hear me talking, but I'll do it right after the show.
Okay, then. And because, see, this recording, I will post it all on LinkedIn forever.
Fantastic.
Last question here is, have you done any community events in your community? Like charity events for any charity organizations?
That is a great question, Brenda. It's something I've not been asked before, but my answer, thankfully, is yes. Otherwise, you could have called me out. We had here back in 2013, Calgary was hit with a terrible flood. Like the rivers here just hit downtown, and the core of Calgary was pretty much shut down for about a week. And I got a call the weekend after the flood hit from some of the local jazz guys to say, hey, we're going to go and play at a community center for people that have basically lost their homes. They have nothing left right now. We're trying to feed them and clothe them, and we figured some jazz might be the way to just, like your yoga story, just to help them relax a little bit and get over this crazy, crazy time in their lives. So, yeah, there's been a few things, but I'll tell you that was the most significant one for me, because you go and play in this huge hall, guys that you know a little bit but you haven't played a lot with, and out of that comes something magical. And I think in there is another story that we should probably explore at another time, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, you got to keep in touch with me when you start start jumping off on your new projects, right? Don't let me come after run after you.
You'll have to keep up, but I'll make sure that you're kept up to speed of what's going on. We'll do the LinkedIn thing now. We've got Facebook running as well. And, yeah, as these new tracks start to develop, we'll make sure we get some samples down to you.
Okay, here's the last question for our show. Inspiring words you want to give to those out there suffering today. Your words of wisdom?
My words of wisdom. Believe in what you believe in and make sure you believe in what is right.
All right. Thank you for that, Brendan. And for those who just tuned in, this is Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. I am Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, and I have with me this evening a bass player, jazz instrumentalist. His name is Brendan Rockwell. Brendan, can you go ahead and give your website information and where to purchase your music for the last time?
Happy to do that, Brenda, and thank you. So the website is brendanrothwell.com. Anyone listening on this right now, you can jump on Brenda's pages here. I'm sure she's going to have details up there. To buy the album, iTunes is a place to go for sure if you want to do the digital download. Spotify as well. If you use Spotify, you can stream that. Just put in my name, Brendan Rothwell, or you can put in the album title, which is Time on My Hands. CD Baby, like I said earlier, for those of us who remember the shiny little round discs of pleasure, then you can get a CD direct to your door from cdbaby.com. Again, just put in my name, Brendan Rothwell, or put in the album title, Time on My Hands. It'll flash on your screen. They'll happily help you spend some of your hard-earned money, and in return, you'll get a copy of the album from me.
All right. Now, before you go, I want to get a brief detailed information about this one track called Time on My Hands. Can you tell us listeners about this song, this track here?
Yeah, happy to do that. So Time on My Hands is the title track of this album. It was a daring piece of recording because there's really no drums. There's really no nothing that kind of makes you go, wow, that's a really cool tune, except the story behind it. And so I play a number of different basses, and you know, a lot of what you've heard today is the Fender Jazz. It's a pretty unmistakable sound. But I also play a bass by a company up here in Canada, a company called Dingwall. And the guy that runs that, a guy called Sheldon Dingwall, makes the most amazing instruments. So I was lucky enough, so Lisa, who I mentioned to you earlier, bought me one of these basses a few years ago. It's a six-string bass, so I can go super low and help people like Brenda go to sleep even quicker on the couch, or I can go super high and get into, like, real guitar range. So this track came around really prompted by the province I live in now in Alberta in Canada, and it's got a real country feel to it. So a guy I met here in town, actually met through business, a guy called Luke Dehane, plays amazing pedal steel. And so I sat down and wrote a very, very simple three-chord tune, put a melody over the top of that on the Dingwall bass. Luke came and played some really cool country pedal steel that, you know, Canadians and Americans both love that sound.
Yeah.
And the result was
yeah.
track Time on My Hands.
Wow. I love your music, Brendan Rothwell, and I can't wait till your next project album come out. I will be in tune and purchasing your album. And thank you for participating on the show this evening, and you're always welcome to come back.
Well, you know what, Brenda? I thank you for that. I'd love to come back. We'll get some more tunes written, and we'll give you a shout and let you know. I'll send you some messages here after the show, drop you some links across. I want to thank everybody who's listening to your show for their support. Definitely want to thank you for everything you're doing in the whole jazz world right now. And, yeah, let's do this again sometime, and right now let's do Time on My Hands.
Thank you, Brendan.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you.